There's a big move happening here. Marmalade is moving out of the Trestle Building under the Colorado Avenue Bridge downtown to the Business of Art Center in Manitou. Don, if you could talk about that and talk about why the move is happening.
Marmalade at Smoke Brushes is currently in the middle of a move to the Business of Art Center in Manitou Springs because of some toxicity happening next door. There's several phases of that particular situation, and some I can talk about and some I can't. We're trying to focus on the positive right now, and one of the things that we're really excited about is the Story Project coming with us.
There's also a name change. It's moving from Marmalade to Bindu, and what precipitated the name change?
There's two things happening. Basically, Smokebrush is cutting loose the healing arts arm of the Smokebrush Foundation. So what we've decided to do is to take Smokebrush back to more of the community. Not that yoga isn't community-minded, but we were growing at such a phenomenal rate that it was becoming more of a, like a yoga studio and a multicultural center. And so what we're going to do is we're going to cut loose the yoga arm or the healing arts arm, and it's actually going to be purchased privately. So Smokebrush is going to reshape itself and stay very involved with the community. I can't announce it yet, but we've got a very, very exciting public art project that's happening this fall, as well as another one in Manitou. So we're not only looking forward to refocusing Smokebrush in the public realm, but the collaboration aspects are going to be through the roof. I mean, we're already in negotiations with Concrete Couch. The Business of Arts Center has been phenomenal. This changeover into the Business of Arts Center, it just feels incredible. So Story Project's at the top of that. We're working with Here. They're a wonderful group of poets that are doing phenomenal work. So, you know, I could break down all of those for you, but really the bottom line is we're making a bit of a split.
Marmalade has been the locus for the Story Project since its inception. It's been very popular. Sharon, if you could talk about this move over to the Business of Art Center and what that means for the Story Project.
I'm thrilled to be moving on to Manitou. We talk about the Story Project as building community one story at a time. And it's wonderful to be part of the Manitou community. And I'm also always grateful to Smokebrush for having me under their umbrella. Yes, it's been popular. I've been very gratified. And I know that the people at Manitou, in fact, I've heard that the many people at Manitou are very, very pleased. So we'll get some new people and also introduce the city to the BAC. And they do great work. So I don't know if you've seen the space, Noel, but it's quite beautiful. Don has done an incredible job of painting the Bindus on the wall. And so it already has great character. And this Friday will be our first event, this Friday being August 9th at 7 p.m., will be our first event there. We have wonderful storytellers, and looking forward to having everybody enjoy the new space and hear our new stories.
Talk about who some of the storytellers are going to be this weekend.
Yeah, I would have Kathy Brandt, Jody Allen, Frank Kerwin, and Doug Zinn. And I don't usually tell people what the stories are going to be ahead of time. That's a surprise. And I think that's good for everybody because people kind of sit on the edge of their seats waiting to hear the denouement. So,
KRCC has obviously been running the recorded version of an edited version of the Story Project for some time now, which is great. And I was listening to it last Saturday. And I have to say, one of the things I really enjoy about it is that it feels like these ongoing chapters in a book about the Pikes Peak region. I like The Moth, and The Moth, I know, was part of what inspired the Story Project, but I definitely feel a much greater connection to the stories that are told about our region because it feels so much more intimate. And I wonder how it's evolved for you since its inception. I mean, you started off sort of with this sort of moth model, but it feels like it's found its own voice in a way.
You know, I call it not just building community one story at a time, but oral archaeology. And I know that phrase has been used in other places, but it's so apropos to these local stories. And I think the evolution for me has been vetting the stories more carefully and making sure that people really understand that they're true personal live stories without a script. And sometimes I work with people once, twice, thrice to help shape each person so they feel very proud of what they're saying, who they are, where they're going with the story. And sometimes it's a little bit more work for people, but I think they feel very gratified in doing so, and I certainly do. And it's wonderful to work with Warren as well. He co-hosts the stories. I have a vocal disability, as I say each time, and I'm sure people are tired of hearing it, but I have dysphonia, and it's a neurological problem. And Warren becomes my proxy voice. And he's wonderful, and he's got a great sense of humor, and people really enjoy his hosting.
Don, going back to Smokebrush again and the changes, can you talk a little bit about what the story project has meant to Smokebrush in terms of how it has been incorporated into your identity as a nonprofit and just how that relationship has evolved?
Absolutely. The reason the story project is so special to me, and I think I can speak for Kat as well, our creative director and founder, is that someone like Sharon, who's very creative in her own right and has done so many wonderful things for the community pre-Story Project, comes to us with an idea. And she says, I want to do this, and what do you think, and would you be willing to help me? And that's what we do. The Story Project is sort of this perfect example of when a person from the community comes, brings an idea, we support it, but then all these other wonderful relationships come out of it too. The fact that KRCC gave us a chance to produce our own little radio show was incredible. So you guys took a risk too. And I think we've all proven that we've got the talent. If we take the time and the energy and we focus, we can pull together great programming.
Thank you guys both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.